Aries, Venus in Leo transits your fifth house of creativity, expression, getting in touch with the inner child, and anything that brings you genuine joy. Really, from June 27th to July 21st, there is a likely possibility, especially if you're single, to attract a summer romance. Just make sure that you are expressing yourself from a place of integrity, from a place that is genuinely you. Because remember, if someone likes you, they like you. And if they don't, then that's okay too. But make sure that if someone is going to be attracted to you, that they are attracted to the real you. You don't tend to have an issue with that, but it's important to keep that in mind, especially when we have Leo transits in one of the most romantic parts of our chart. Taurus, Venus in Leo is transiting the fourth house of home, your sense of home, your foundation, and family history. Over the next couple of weeks, you're going to notice a lot of changes in relationships that have to do with family, and not necessarily in a bad way. I think that this will most likely manifest in a way in which good things are going to happen for your family, and they happen to have to move, or they happen to have to go somewhere else, and you're going to want to cherish the time that you do have with them. Because remember, Venus in Leo doesn't transit that every single year. So the next time that this might be available, you know, your family might be dispersed differently. So keep that in mind. Also, it is a beautiful, beautiful time for renovations in your home, if that's something that you really want, to just have more gatherings in your home, if that's what you really want as well. But keep in mind that the theme is love and joy in the home. And that's something that is really, really important to you, Taurus. Gemini, Venus in Leo is going to transit your third house of communication, expression, and how you view the world. So this is fun because you are a natural communicator, and Venus in Leo genuinely wants you to communicate, especially when it comes to creative endeavors. Now, the third house of communication, we communicate via many means, which is speaking, writing, performing, acting. So understand that your communication, whether you work in sales or you're a creative who works in a theater, is going to be at an all-time high and at an all-time attractive while Venus transits Leo. So this is a really pleasant time for you to expose ideas, creative endeavors, creative projects, and to really put yourself out there. Also, if you are single and ready to mingle, this really serves as an opportunity for you to present yourself in the best way possible and really have the ability to sweet talk just about anyone. Cancer, Venus in Leo transits the part of your chart that has to do with worth and self-esteem. Mars is already there. Venus in the second house. This is such a great time for you to really get in touch with your sense of self-worth, especially if you work for yourself. If you work for yourself, make sure that you are checking the price of what you charge for your products, for your work. If you work for someone, this is actually a really good time to potentially ask for a raise or ask for the possibility of a raise at a later time. If you find yourself with the inability to ask for a raise, well, this is a great time to potentially be looking around for somewhere that does pay you what you're worth. It is really a great time for you to take action towards what nurtures your self-worth and value. And the reason that I say action is because Mars is right there with Venus. One thing is to have desire, which is represented by Venus. The other component is to take action towards what you know you're worth, okay? So remember that.